My favorite Rolling Stones song is Gimme Shelter, though hearing the story of the woman behind those blistering vocals makes it something of a bittersweet experience. This is Mary Clayton, gospel singer who sang on tracks with several big names, including the Raelettes, which was Ray Charles' backing singers, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and Coldplay. But in 1969, Mary was asked to sing parts of a new Rolling Stones track called Gimme Shelter. She was awoken during the wee hours of the night with a phone call. Her agent tells her that there's an English band in town called the Rolling Somethings and that they needed a singer right now. Mary's husband encouraged her to do it.
So while pregnant, still in her PJs and wearing curlers,
she was picked up by a limousine and escorted to the studio.
When we got to Los Angeles and we were mixing it, we thought, well, it's great to have a woman come and do the rape murder verse or chorus or whatever you want to call it. And so we randomly phoned up this poor lady in the middle of the night, and she arrived in her curlers. Mary came in her pink curlers. I think Mary, I'm sorry but to tell anyone this, it wasn't a dressing gown. I think she got dressed by then, and she came in and knocked this off, this rather odd lyric. It's not sort of the lyric you give everyone, you know, rape, murder is just a short way. But she proceeded to do that in like one or two takes, which is pretty amazing. And she really got into it, as you can hear on the record.
Mick explained to Mary that they were looking for a raunchy vocal. Mary was initially taken aback by the lyric she was asked to sing. But after explaining the gist of the song, Mary went along with it. She ran through it once, with Mick and the others standing right there with her. Once wasn't enough. They agreed to do a second take, just for safety.
But this time she asked the others to leave the recording booth.
She says to herself, she's really gonna belt it out this time.
And that she certainly did.
Rape, murder! If